I'd like to call a business meeting to order of September 8th, 2021. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
I'm sorry.
Could everybody please stand for a moment of silence for 9/11 and for the people who lost their lives during the last storm? Thank you. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico has an excused absence. Councilwoman Hess, here. Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for August 11th, 2021. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Abstain.
And approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for August 25th, 2021.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Entertain a motion for payment of bills, please.
Make a motion that bills have been properly audited and signed, be approved for payment.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Resolution 2021-155, amend capital budget. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for resolution 2021-155, amending the capital budget.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2021-15, capital bond ordinance. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved. Make a, first reading, right? Ordinance 2021-15, I make a motion to be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the second reading at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2021-16, capital appropriations ordinance for sewer improvement. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion that ordinance 2021-16 be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with the next reading at our second reading at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2021-156, municipal property ordinance. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for resolution 2021-156.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
This time, we're going to open the meeting to council. Anyone from council? Linda?
I do. Thank you, Mayor. First, our library. We have had 104 people use the library in the past month. Our summer meals provided to the community for 9 weeks. The last 2 weeks, the children were able to pick up a backpack at the same time. That's all done and over with. That was sponsored by the Food Bank of South Jersey. Our hours of operation at the library are 9 to 4. Masks are mandated to wear while in any borough building, and staff and the public, regardless of your vaccination status. Take and make crafts for the holidays. We're going to have Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Those times have not been decided on yet. Our yard sale is going pretty well. So far, I have about 30 people signed up, and still hoping that people can send me their addresses, and we can have a good success here. September 25th from 8 to 2. It's on your own property. Just have to send me the address, and we're compiling a list of all the addresses. The next thing I'd like to say is, I said before that we're not having Lindenwald Day this year due to COVID, the same as last year. I just want to give a little background on Lindenwald Day. Lindenwald Day started back in 1970. Brenda took it over in 1995 and continued it until 2009, when there was no money to do it. Until 2012, when we received the funds again to continue with Lindenwald Day. Lindenwald Day has occurred every September since then. I've heard that our town doesn't have Lindenwald Day, and maybe someday we will have one. I just want to set the record straight that we have had Lindenwald Day, and we will continue to have Lindenwald Day as long as I'm on this board, and that is my department, when it's safe and healthy for us to do so. That's all I have.
Thank you. Sure.
I don't have anything much to say other than school is starting tomorrow for the Berlin Lindenwald. All schools will be in session, so I ask everyone to drive safely and pay attention to the lights and the stop signs and the children at the walkway and our crossing guards so everyone can remain safe. My hat goes off to the teachers. They've had a heck of a year, trying to get the children back on track again. They did an intensive boot camp this summer with the kids, trying to get their reading skills and their math skills back up to par. And they're looking forward to having the children in classroom again. The kids are looking forward to being in classroom again, and we're just praying that everyone remains safe and that we'll be able to maintain the school year.
Councilman Jackson. Councilwoman Sinnott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay, I have your update on the COVID virus. The county was looking to do a pop-up at Commitment Church in Lindenwald. This has been put on hold. Once I get more information from the county and when they were able to do it, I will let everybody know. I have said over the months, we are not out of this pandemic. We are not out of this pandemic. Last night I saw a report on the news about offices not opening. There are major offices, Google, Amazon, Apple, Starbucks, to say a few just names. They will not open their offices through January of 2022 because they do not feel safe having their workers back in office settings until this is more under control. As the mayor and I report every meeting, the numbers are going up. They're going up, up, up. Unvaccinated individuals, youth, and the younger youth are getting admitted into the hospitals. It's not too late to get your vaccine. Bottom line, it's up to all of us to end this pandemic. This pandemic is just going to keep going and going and going until we come together and end it. Dr. Fauci has said he sees a light at the end of the tunnel. But not until the 80 to 90 million unvaccinated people in the U.S. get their shots. The past week in New Jersey, hospitalizations have topped 1,000. This is the first time they've been to 1,000 since May. So that tells you it's going up. Vaccinated people, they're still waiting to hear about booster shots. It sounds like that won't be until like the end of September. There's at least two new variants that are in the U.S. as of right now, and every state has it. It's not even skipping a state. One of them's called the Mu. I don't have a lot of information on this. I'm going to research this and the other new variant, and I will report on that at the next meeting. Again, if you have not got your vaccine, please get your vaccine. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't stress that enough. Our numbers yesterday were, 7 reported cases. They have been going up and down in our town. I've got a call from the state today, and they told us that our numbers were not as bad as some of the other towns, but they are up there. So, and I explained to her that they're probably more than what she's reporting now.
Andy, I read today in Florida that 2,435 people lost their lives last week in Florida due to COVID. That's one person every 4 minutes. So if you don't think it's out there, it's out there. And so we can't stress enough to just please, 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 if you don't want to get the vaccine, and wear your mask, and just please exercise caution and safety, especially now that we're getting ready to start coming back indoors again.
Everything that they've said before, they have still put all these regulations still in. Social distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, wipe everything down. You don't want to get sick. When you see these people going to the hospital, they were on the TV, and they were like crying, saying, can I have the vaccine? And the doctors are saying, no, not for 3 months. You're too late. And they're begging people who are not vaccinated, get vaccinated. This isn't a joke. I mean, nobody likes wearing the mask. Nobody likes not being able to do things. And we all want to get back to normal. But unless we do it together, we're not going to get back to normal anytime soon. Thank you.
Yes, we will take everything here on a day-by-day basis based on what the state is putting out, and we will follow their guidelines on what we continue to do and what we don't continue to do. But as for now, you must wear a mask in any one of the borough buildings, and there'll be no person-to-person contact with us. Also, just wanted to let everybody know that the library is giving away backpacks tomorrow at the school when the kids go into school with the police department. So they'll be giving away backpacks to kids who need backpacks. It's up, I think, like 50 backpacks to give away. All thanks to the library. All right, if nobody else has anything, do you have anything? All right, open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come up to the microphone. State your name and address for the record, and please keep it to 5 minutes. Please keep it to 5 minutes, and please be respectful. Thank you.
Diane Keeler, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, I got the Oprah report for everyone here, for all the employees and everything. So what I want to know is, what are your qualifications for the different boards that you have openings on? I have sent you my resume every single day. You don't even acknowledge it. So obviously there's a reason why you don't vote me on anything.
Mr. Dettieri, it's my appointment to the two boards that you're talking about. They're my appointments. And technically, I don't know what to tell you, but you're not a fit for the boards that I'm on.
Why am I not a fit?
I'm not going there, Mr. Dettieri.
The joint plan is like the J-Loop and environmental. I'm definitely qualified for what I do for a living.
Whether you qualify or not?
Your qualifications are, I don't fit your agenda. Mrs. Dettieri,
my answer to you is, we are community friendly. You are not.
Oh, I am very community friendly. I have a neighbor, I can guarantee you why he's not here tonight, who was threatening me twice last week. Twice. Him and his wife. And now I have to live like that? Because he must have threatened me because geese were walking up the street? And that's my fault? Okay. Who is he to threaten me and to tell me that I'm not qualified? What makes him qualified to be on the board? Wait. Anne-Marie DiDomenico, Joe DiDomenico, there's that last name again. And I'm guaranteed he wasn't qualified to be a real property. I'm set up for a rent-a-car.
Thank you.
Hi, speaking of names and the minimal employee listing, Oprah replied, speaking of names and the political employee listing over request, as I was perusing the response to that request, I noticed there are several gaps. There are a number of borough positions that are left blank as if they are unoccupied. However, at a glance, I know a number of the positions are occupied. Can the borough explain why those records were provided in an incomplete manner?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay. Here it is.
Let's all turn it out.
You know what?
Okay,
how about that? Because honestly, there's too many discrepancies to cover with your mind.
Resolution 2021-155. Where can I read a copy of this amendment to the budget?
What?
The resolution was put in on, in full.
The amendment to the capital budget.
Understanding what...
It's on you.
No, the amendment. That's a resolution. You're saying you want the amendment. I get that. But what does the amendment say?
What did the amendment say?
Yes.
The amendment, is that right here?
It says you're changing the budget. It doesn't say how.
Well, how about you keep a call here tomorrow and talk to Dawn, see if you can go through the list of stuff that's on it?
You have to approve this resolution, but you don't know what you're approving?
We know what we're approving.
Well, then tell me.
It was on the original one. This is just amending the difference in costs.
The reason there were amendments to the capital budget is because costs increased after we approved and adopted the budget.
So where can I read the details of that amendment?
I can give you the detail, and you can send in a request and receive an agreement. And you can send that to the attention of the borough clerk.
Then...
But I will tell you that the amendment net to zero, it was a reallocation. So there's no additional cost. It was just an amendment between the line items.
Okay.
For the capital budget. And if you go to the municipal budget detail, which is on our website, and tell them what the capital budget is, and the total for that capital budget was $2,180,000, so it doesn't change. It's just the classification and allocation between the projects. But if you email, we'll provide you the information.
Okay, I'll do that. Ordinance 2021-15. You stated it's posted in Borough Hall. Where in Borough Hall can I read that?
Excuse me, it was just passed tonight. It will be posted this week.
All right, several months ago, a few months ago, I asked about the ARP fund, supposed relief ARP fund, and now that guidance has come through, I was curious to see, what is the borough's answer to the part of the ARP recovery plan performance report in relation to promoting equitable outcomes and community engagement?
The ARP funding, there was an ordinance placed on for tonight's agenda. It's an appropriation ordinance. And currently, we are using that for the upgrade to our sewer, which is an eligible expense. So that's what we're currently using for.
Is that the only thing we're using it for?
Excuse me?
Is that the only thing we're using it for?
Currently, yes.
So, these funds are to be used to prioritize economic and racial equity as a goal.
The funds are being used...
Please, currently, over you while I'm speaking.
We've already...
Yeah, first to be respectful and speaking over you.
Sorry, your time is up.
My time is not up.
Your time is up. 5 minutes, we're timing them.
My time is not up. I identify specific targets intended to produce meaningful equity results at scale, articulate the strategies to achieve those targets, and how the local unit's overall equity strategy translates into specific services and programs offered under the negative economic impacts and services to disproportionately impact the community category. Where relevant, this description must include how funds will build the capacity of community organizations to serve people with significant barriers to services, including people of color, low income, limited English proficiency, and other traditionally underserved groups. So are we saying that just because Lynn enrolled fits those demographics, we can use all of those funds to supplement the borough's budget for the sewer?
Thank you, we'll take it under, no, thank you, we'll take it under advisement.
And she's still got time left.
That's okay, thank you, we'll take it under advisement.
Okay, so, this question is for Chief McCarthy.
No, he's here as a guest committee, you direct the questions to the board. This is the board meeting, this is not the chief.
Regarding the incident on March 12th in Village of Silver Creek.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Trouble affairs complaint.
Because I'm sorry, but I'm kind of her wrong. Because she addresses the board, she does not address.
You can't do that, I can say anything I want to say.
You cannot address the employees, and I am not going to stand for it.
You can't give the 2 minutes that he deserves while you guys are talking over her emotions.
She's not, I'm sorry. Does anyone else in the public have anything of use, otherwise I'm adjourning the meeting.
What happened to my OSHA request? Chief McCarthy.
Seeing none.
Councilman Z. Domenico.
Seeing none.
And you told me you got your leave from the post, and that there were no internal affairs complaint.
Trevor, you want to speak?
This isn't meant to be constructive, this is meant to be disruptive. Now, we're here to serve you guys, we are serving you. We're here to answer questions, but if you're going to come to the meetings, be disrespectful, be disruptive. He's asked, the mayor of this town has, Ms. Sarah.
I don't want to hear anything.
Mayor, it's not doing talking, it's not let's talking. Wait, don't do it.
Entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
First of all.
I'm done, entertain a motion for adjournment.
No, I said nothing to you, you have the internal affairs paperwork.
All right, let's take a hiatus, everybody quiet. Calm down, quiet down. Miss, could you please introduce yourself?
Okay, so this isn't working. But hi, my name is Madison Drum. I'm on 3 Mercer Drive, and I was just doing research about my town, and I just wanted to get like personal like opinions, because this does apply to the town, and you know, public safety and the residents that live in this town. Okay, so 5 largest ethnic groups in Lindenwald are white, non-Hispanic, 35.1%, and please pay attention when I'm speaking, because I want everyone's input. And then we go to 34.5% black or African American. We got 13.9% Hispanic, white Hispanic 6.78%, and then we have mix of 2.88% that make up your camp. When I was doing my research, I realized that only 11% of your police force is diverse. 11%. That makes up of 1 female officer and 4 males. Your law enforcement has 40% domestic violence rate that has been documented. My biggest concern is mental illness has no face. So when I mean that, your law enforcement officers are putting a lot of force on people. You don't know if people have any type of mental illness that causes them to be manic, autism, or anything along those lines. What has been done to reduce the domestic situations with the police officers and the citizens? I want to know. I feel like that's a big concern in this town, and I feel like it needs to be more diverse, and we need more diversity. The ratio of your town is quite diverse. Your police force is not. What are you guys going to do to maybe fix that, to make people in this community feel safer?
We hired 1 Hispanic police officer and an African American police officer, and this is not the only thing.
So I called the police station today, and I talked to the woman who she's not the clerk, she is the one that deals with the police officer. She gave me this information, and she works for you guys. So I just want to know, out of 44 police officers, you got not a lot of diversity. What is there to be done with that? I want people to feel safe.
Unfortunately, you have to pass the civil service test. The numbers that we have are from the civil service list, and it goes down, it has to be picked in the order that it goes down. That's the only way you can pick an officer. If there's nobody in that area, unfortunately, civil service doesn't really care. They say this officer's next, this one's the next behind. That's civil service.
A little bit more discretion in hiring. They passed a amendment to civil service hiring rules, SQL. So you can hire now, instead of using the list, the rule 3 was a mayor's term, you can can now go out, the last 20 women of us to certified police officers who are up on that. But we can now hire those individuals to be certified police officers instead of being held that rule three of the American Charter.
Okay, that's great. And then what are you doing to train the police officers to not use so much force? What is their, do you guys mental illness train them? What do you do with that?
We do a lot of training. We support policy with the advisor now, I'm sure, Attorney General. Part of that, we use the force standard. Incorporates a lot of training as far as de-escalation, using less lethal force, and taking a situation that is not going to be going on right now. So on that, and that's about de-escalation, trying to bring down the situation, slow things down. So if you avoid the use of force situation, and your time is your best asset in that situation. That's a new program, it's been rolled out in the whole state. Every police officer in the state of New Jersey has been trained on it. It started a couple weeks ago. We'll take it until February. On top of that, we're part of that is investigation. And we also have an active bystandership for law enforcement officers. So officers aren't out to intervene in situations that may be escalated and stop their peers from using too much force. That's okay. That's a program that works out.
And then
so they are being aware. There's a lot of new trainings coming out as far as overcompensating, learning about interacting with different cultures, and also those who have mental illness, autism, and all different forms of illness. They're being rolled out, but they're also in Jersey as far as undergoing that training.
And then another question, this is my last question, thank you for answering. But I just want to know, I know that's coming up in a couple of weeks, so then what's the change now? It hasn't been brought up, but what are you guys doing now? The de-escalating, because there
was recently... We already started training on de-escalation.
Okay.
This is a new program, they're all out, it takes it a step further. So the de-escalation training has already been in place.
Okay.
So through the state, and our agency, we've been working through that. With this new use of force policy, the guys have these all the use of force. These new components of training are getting implemented, and they're being retrained annually. So,
all these
new training programs,
I'll talk about.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Please, everybody remember that you must sign in and stuff on us, because nobody's signing in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your patience that I rolled through questions tonight. As you know, I haven't asked anything in about the last 3 months, so I have some quarterly update questions and also some questions based on So, can you guys remind us, I know someone asked about it a second ago, but where and when are residents able to review the full contents of not only the resolutions, but particularly the ordinances, those we still have trouble getting a hold of? We understand you may post them on the bulletin board, but in 2021, we kind of feel that's more of a 1950 solution. Is there any way you could email us, PDF?
Sure, or something online. Like?
When do they go on the website? After passage?
Only in a minute, sir. That's after it's been done at least a month or so out.
That's after legal publication as required by law.
Right, but the legal publication still doesn't have the full content. For example, in tonight's resolution, they clearly identified a new project. We understand it may be a net zero, but there's no identification of the new project. So we can assume that's sewer-related or some other project, or not. I guess coinciding with that question would be, what public records could we see? Although we know that's going to come with a 7 to 10 day delay, is it something a little more current that we could request?
I'm not sure
I do respond to all open requests with the contents of the ordinance when available. This was only done on first reading.
I agree with you, Debbie. You do. You're very good about that. But in terms of these ordinances, they're never produced until after they're fully passed. I'm not talking about the vote tonight. But the vote a month from now, we still won't have content of those ordinances. It's been going on years. You can follow up with me on that if you'd like. Next question is about... Go ahead.
Chairman, if you look at the budget, the detailed budget that is on the website, it has the capital budget in there. So those things that are listed in 2021 is what we're actually doing the ordinance for.
Okay, how do I mesh that? Right, how do I mesh that with resolution 2021-155 and ordinance 2021-15, 2021-16? How do I mesh those together in my mind? Understand what it is that's happening on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
The ordinance is on the agenda. How do we mesh those together with the budget you referenced that's already on the site in order to make sense of what changes you're making tonight based on what changes you put in place, say, back in May or June when you adopted the budget? How do we as residents understand the difference in what's going on behind the scenes? Because the language doesn't explain it.
Another thing is clear about the that Toledo did was make an effort to make it clear to the public.
You all have my email address. Feel free to follow up with me as you have that information. Next question is about the parking lot for Borough Hall. We understand you're in the process of expanding it. After hours and on the weekends in particular, would the parking lot for Borough Hall not constitute a public parking space? Saying it could be used by the corner restaurant without an overflow, maybe a limited parking space. Okay, so then other businesses, say Little Kuna across the street, or maybe even say the game store that just went in across the pipe, could potentially use the Borough parking lot.
Technically, they're not supposed to be using it. They're supposed to have enough parking on premises for the businesses they are running.
I understand that, sir, but best case scenario, that business across the street that's a game store with a limited of 9 spots would need 20, 30, 40. Wouldn't that be a great thing that we have enough people to come to that store to use that many spots, put the overflow park?
Unfortunately, I disagree with you. That's way too far for somebody to have to walk across the pipe and not get hit by a car.
Way too far? Have you ever been to any walking town, sir? San Diego, Burlington, Vermont?
This is the White Horse Pike you're talking about.
Right, a crosswalk and a state highway. So if a sidewalk is, and a crosswalk isn't safe, you know who can call upon? The state.
I disagree with you, I'm sorry.
Fix that, really?
It's my opinion.
But they use it anyway. I mean, the guy is...
No, he's talking about the game store across the street that wants to do professional gaming there.
That's why we'll move into the updates.
A lot more to it than
we've heard a lot about how there's a high demand for a soccer program in town. Is there any movement on that? Are we moving towards recruiting or hiring coaches?
Yep. Trevor, yep. As I mentioned many times before, there is a problem getting individuals that want to be coaches. It could be because of their background checks. I'm not sure. There are hundreds and hundreds of children that wish to do that. We had coaches before. Again, unfortunately, prior to the background checks, there were a lot of individuals. Once we had the background checks, quite a few people disappeared. Plus, there is a lot more additional training. It's just a lot more involved. I mean, I would love to have that program for the young individuals.
So what if the football if you would love to have that program and we have an imminent need of hundreds of kids that want to suffer, what are you doing to improve the program?
No words.
Justin, there is someone who has shown an interest from Jose from Commitment Community, but he has to put together the group of people that are going to work with timing from jobs and everything else. He has expressed an interest in putting together a program. We told him we were welcome to it, but he's got to put together the team that's going to work with the children.
I understand that, and that is wonderful to hear, but with all due respect, that is a church-driven program. It's not a Mendenhall Borough soccer program, which is indicated in the resolution.
We don't have any programs. There's just name there for the Mendenhall. That's not part of our...
There is a space for the Mendenhall soccer team to
yes,
be there.
That's for the Mendenhall soccer team. It doesn't belong to the borough. It has nothing to do with the borough. None of these teams have anything to do with the borough. They use the fields. That's all they do. Yeah, they're all privately run.
Nothing else that could be done on behalf of Borough Hall to bring a soccer program to town. Are we advertising such on anything? The TV station, the website, have we tried to train coaches or a rec room program?
Move on, Trevor. Trevor, move on, Trevor.
Like $4,000 left in the soccer program's account, that's gotta mean that there could be some sort of recruitment activity done.
Yeah, we want it too, but there's nothing we can do about it. Nobody wants to do it. That's why I said, it's all yours. You want it? Start it up.
Okay, we'll take that under advisement, sir. Thank you. Any further update on basketball courts at Carlton Rue? I know we discussed it in the past. I know the current plan is public works to do that, but we've been waiting on this upgrade for 3 years. At what point do we decide the current plan is viable and we look at all terms? Absolutely. Correct. I totally understand. It seems to us as residents, having waited for years, that public works is probably usually normally too busy to handle such thing where you could dedicate all of that. I'm wondering at what point do we understand that maybe another solution is in the works? Public Art Institution as well, and the installation.
And that would be great.
All right, thank you, Trevor. Your time's up. Anyone else in the public wish to speak?
With all due respect, guys.
Anyone else in the public? Anybody else?
I've been very respectful of you guys with my questions.
Well, you're not being respectful right now, so, I mean, but that's fine.
He's being respectful.
That's not
true. I've heard my time to Trevor. I'll sign in.
Thank you, sir. The next question is an update on, I emailed you guys about the idea of stickers on the recycle bins at many other towns, including Prairie Hill does. I haven't heard anything back.
Aren't they already labeled? They're already labeled.
Craig, do you have that? Stickers on
the word recycling. Cheryl Randolph Sharp and Mr. Wells knows what I'm talking about.
Right. I know what you're talking about, and I think I was out 6 weeks to send them in. And
you did confirm your seat though.
Yeah. Are you looking at those, Craig?
I did look at them. I thought they were close to Boston. I didn't really think they were benefits. I mean, we've been at this with this new recycling thing for over a year now, and it's the same residents all the time that are being told not to do it one way, and they're doing it anyway. So like
Agreed. So can public works work with our multitude of post officers to drive the 5 to 6 vehicles brand new out here to help ticket the people? If you don't collect it, can then post go behind and see a little orange sticker and immediately ticket these people? Particularly if you're saying these are repeat offenders. So clearly they're not getting the message. And then we're spending money sending people around on the plane.
Look how long it took us to get you to follow the rules.
I'm sorry?
I said, look how long it took us to get you to follow the rules. Did you want to get fined like all of this? She's telling us to go out and find people. What happened when we find you?
I am
going to
leave that alone and have such a potential call, but I'll move on to my next question. With memory served, you in particular have been involved in running the borough in one form or another for at least the last 20 years. Can you guys tell me when the last time you approved a block party or a community festival at any time other than Brenda's Lenny Morgan?
When we approved the block party?
When in the last 20 years has there been a block party in the law?
Approved quite a few of them, and they got out of control, and we said to shut them down. That's why we don't have them anymore.
What public records could we seek to...
I don't have any public records of it. It's just, it was just gone.
Were they given a permit for the block party?
I don't remember that. You're talking a while ago.
Okay, Debbie, if we were over that, would we have to go back 10 years, 15, or 20? For any permits for block parties issued in the boroughs in the world for the last 20 years?
I don't think there were permits.
It was not done by permitting?
They weren't done by permit. They were done by...
And open laws didn't come into effect, 20 years ago. So I'm not aware of any records.
In the meeting, I witnessed no less than six people and at least two institutions in town who have requested either block parties or community parties or international festivals, all of which have never happened. I'm assuming because they weren't approved or deferred these things.
No, the community church has several.
And so I'm asking, how would you research that? If I'm wrong, in the 20 years I've lived here, if I'm wrong, how would I know that?
They have had some cultural things, they've had some things on Sunday, they have a number of things in the park.
Okay, the church is almost always your first answer. Is there any...
Not the only one I remember.
Wayne Avenue that had a petition for a block party, and he was discouraged and poo-pooed out of the milk. Why is that?
Who tried to have one? I don't know who did it.
I'll throw the tape and send it to him. You might not have been here.
Trevor, just ask the question. Who tried?
I don't remember the gentleman's name. It wasn't you. It was a gentleman in the last quarter back there, and he had a petition of over 100 residents on his chat on right now. Okay, I'm glad you have a phone number. I'm grateful for your support.
Yeah, all right, last question. He's going back to the phone.
Maybe for Mayor, maybe for Craig, I'm not sure, but he's not here. But so we've recently seen, and they did a very nice job, by the way, we've recently seen that the library sign has been all freshly painted. It looks pretty sad. Will a similar treatment be employed on the Welcome to the Village Hall sign that's on the Israel Road?
What? You're talking about the train that's on, the train sign that's on Gisborough Road?
The Welcome to the Village Hall sign is on Gisborough Road. It's actually further severed than the library sign was, and they've been in fresh coat of paint, so I'm wondering if we're going to repaint and freshen up the Welcome to the Village Hall.
That's the last one of those left in town. We didn't want
to... Even more,
we didn't want to touch it, because when it becomes noticeable, that's when they get destroyed. The last time they all got destroyed.
Why's
the library? The library's on library property. And you went with your time, so, sorry.
You can't ask the question, you gave me your time. So, would we have money in a bucket somewhere for a couple hundred dollars? I'd like to donate it if you guys are willing to repaint the sign that says, well, nothing wrong. I mean, it's like four...
Greg, you want to... Greg, give me a price on it, please.
He asked for an estimate, sir, to get it painted.
Just give me a price on what it costs to get it painted, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Yeah. It's the last one in town, and there's anything that can notice it.
Danielle Britton, 507 East Allen. I think I just really want to say that although it seems that everyone is at odds right now, that we are really all on the same team. From my perspective, here tonight, we have a lot of passionate residents, we have a lot of passionate council people and mayor, that everybody here cares about our town. I just want you guys to see that. You know, I want you guys to see that the people out here, although people may come at you, it's because they care.
Mrs. Britton, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Each side has something to offer. And I would love it if some way that we could all work together. I mean, honestly, I love living here, and I love my town, and there's so many great things about it. And I think some of the frustration that I myself sometimes experience is that I want to know more things. I want to know what's going on. And it seems like I don't have easy access to that information.
Mr. Britton?
Some of the things that I comment on about that is just like community events and activities, and even these committees that form them. I would love to be on a committee that does outreach stuff for women involved. That's 1,000% me. I want to be all in on that. But I have no idea how to even access what that is, or how I can be involved, or how I can volunteer. I don't know where to go for that, or to be able to offer my services.
We've been asking.
Like the yard sale. I'm so excited for that yard sale. I don't even know. It's like the greatest thing. I think it's awesome. The community, people hanging out, being around. But it would be really cool if I got an email about that yard sale, rather than I have to sort of go after the
email.
But I signed up for email.
You know what? Constructions like and things like that, I appreciate. But see how you're addressing us right now. You know what I mean? And listen, and I'm one of the nicest people in the world. I get along with everyone. I really do. I make an effort where most people don't. I make an effort, but it's very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. When every week, every other week we come in here, we're slam basting. And I want to make this community, listen, I own a house here. It's an investment. I've been here for years. My people have owned property here since the 1976. I invested. Okay, I love this community. I can move if I wanted to, but I don't want to move. And I want to do what's best here. But I want to work with people that want the best, not to come in and stir the pot and cause havoc and have us arguing among each other. That's not the purpose of this. That's not the purpose of these meetings. It really isn't. It's for us to give you communication, you to come back and communicate with us. We try to work out something together, not you people, and this. Every week after week after, just think about that. If you were married to somebody, like every day you came home, you heard the same thing over and over again. It doesn't make you feel good about things.
And that's why I'm trying to communicate to both sides.
And I appreciate it, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. I really do.
I appreciate that. I mean, this is... You know where I live. I mean, if you need to know something, you're more than welcome to stop by my door.
So that's, I understand what you're saying, and that's super nice, but that's not community
engagement.
You know, I'm able to easily ask
for
information.
We're not perfect. We're working on it.
That's what I was going to say. This being the first time of doing a community-wide yard sale, I just put the signs out there. It's on the website. We have, you know, I put flyers up in Dieter Dinks. I tried to do what I could do.
Yeah.
As far as sending an email out to everyone, no. Did I ever think of that? Absolutely not.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It just hasn't been thought.
And until you said it, I would not notice you that.
You need to do that and say, hey, here's a suggestion. This would be helpful.
During the meetings, we have been asking for volunteers or at the movie night to help out with the movie nights and all that stuff and the concerts and stuff. Nobody came out to help. Nobody.
So, to be fair, I'm not always able to make it here. So, again, another way for me to know that is to get an email.
I think there's or also, I think Brenda told me there's...
It's on the website.
Excuse me, that's what I was going to say. I believe Brenda told me that on the website there is a spot where it says volunteer.
So I actually, to be honest, I actually looked today, extensively on the website. I even put in the search bar volunteer, and I couldn't find it.
There is a spot. I've seen it.
So I think a lot of what is happening is just we haven't updated. You know, like Brenda Ball sort of needs to update his communication and that kind of thing, and maybe that will alleviate a lot of frustration on either side, and you also might see a lot more residents come out that want to do things. I think some things have changed. It's fair to say that you probably experienced a lot of negative things in this town over the years, and maybe that's why you stopped certain practices or allowing certain things. But things change for the better too, right? There is now a lot of people that think about it.
So, Danielle, just while you were talking, I went on our website, and if you type in volunteer under the search bar, it'll show you everything that we're looking for in terms of volunteers.
So when I did that, it brought up like the committee, but there was nothing like I could click on. Do you think you can do it right now?
Well, let me try. So it's a volunteers application. If you click on that link, it comes right up.
But is there things to volunteer for?
Well, it says volunteer application, environmental commission, library advisory board, municipal alliance, public events, joint land, so there's different things that's on there. So just when you go on, type in search volunteer, and it'll bring up the application.
It could be a public event.
Right.
It could be a public event.
Right.
And when they, you know, they see it, they will give it to me, I'm a public event.
Right.
I represent. All right, thank you, I appreciate that. But anyway, thank you for what you do, thank you for listening. And again, I think really, however it may come out, people care. So, thank you.
Anyone else from public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.